Cirrus Aircraft says 2010 suddenly looks like it could set records in a good way. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Last week, Cirrus Aircraft released a statement which was startling in its optimism. We're all expecting the recession to break in 2010, but Cirrus CEO Brent Wouters said the first 2 months are showing a trend which, if it continues, could see 2010 sales on a par with 2008. Even better for the company, Cirrus says it has reduced its costs enough that its break-even point comes at a sales level half that of 2008. ANN's Jim Campbell talked at length with Brent Wouters about the numbers. We'll hear that conversation today and tomorrow.
Maybe 2010 won't be so bad after all. We're speaking with Brent Wouters, Grand Poobah of the Cirrus Aircraft Company, and let's face it, guy in the middle of the storm. Brent, welcome to Aero News.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, good news. Please, hit me.
Well, you know, this is a little bit of a continuation of what we have said or alluded to before. The punchline is this. I think that while there's a lot of skepticism out there about how good 2010 will be, and it's still very difficult, but we are seeing a number of trends that would lead us to believe that 2010 is going to be a lot better than most people expect. It's certainly true for Cirrus, but it's not confined to Cirrus. It's really, I believe, the economic wheels will start to break loose here a little bit, and we'll in a good way, and we will begin to see a little bit stronger recovery before most people are willing to admit it, because they're so skeptical and scared of the downside, which I completely understand.
It's been a tough time, so I would imagine people at this point are probably more predisposed to the negative than the positive.
Well, they certainly are, and I understand that. I think most people right now are looking for kind of the other shoe to drop. I think we've gone past this concern that maybe the commercial credit or commercial real estate market might cause some of that challenge. And people are worried about inflation. They're worried about, a whole variety of things. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of that negative viewpoint is clouding probably some pretty good underlying dynamics. Not nearly as good as the 06, 07 years when things were really pretty strong, but I think definitely trends that are heading in the right direction.
Let's look at the numbers here. You sent some notes along that indicated that the first quarter of 2010 that aircraft deliveries were trending well above the same period for 09, which of course sucked.
Right.
But on a par with 08, which didn't suck. How's that happening?
Right. And while, some industries were already having challenges into 08, the aircraft business was not, at least our business was not seeing those challenges yet in early 08. It was a little bit more unpredictable, but we had a very strong first quarter of 2008. And as a result, comparing ourselves now, we came to the very pleasant realization that the trends we're seeing in the sales side are matching that, at least year to date, have matched that 08 actuals. And so that's a very promising trend. In 08, we delivered 550 airplanes. Last year, we delivered only 268 in 2009. But just to be on a trend that associates us with 2008, I think is very favorable, particularly when you look at the way we've changed our business and our cost structure, which a lot of other businesses have done as well.
Now, the thing that I took some note of was that I was expecting the first quarter numbers to be somewhat buttressed by the Purdue deal, but in this particular case, that's only two airplanes so far. So the Purdue deal means good things, but not until the second or third quarter. Do I have that correct?
You do have that correct. I mean, we're proud of that order, and that certainly, that Purdue order certainly contributes to the strength of the orders that we've seen year to date. But not to, the second trend that we've seen here is, 30 deliveries here in the month of March, first of all. Secondly, going before March even started, we were completely sold out for the month of March. And those two factors, we haven't seen those for a considerable amount of time. And in fact, we haven't been sold out going into a month for years, several years. And so that trend alone means that we balance supply and demand. It also means that we've got better visibility and the confidence of consumers is growing out there. So 30 deliveries and sold out going into the month is a terrific trend on top of a trend that says we're running a rate of sales orders consistent with early 2008. Admittedly, they were buoyed by the order from Purdue, which is really what we expected. We put a lot of emphasis on flight training. We have for about a year made significant investments in the flight training front, and you're starting to see the fruits of that labor. And we're so for us, the Purdue deal is not just happenstance. It's the focus of some additional channels that we are competing very well in today that we hadn't competed well in before.
Do you have anything on the order of the Purdue order for the future? I mean, we're looking 16 or more for something like that. Are there other fleet orders in the works that could conceivably make equal or exceed that?
Well, absolutely. There are very favorable. We certainly have planted the seeds on the flight training side and on fleet or institutional orders around the world in a significant fashion in the last 12 months. And so there are quite a number of them that could hit and be in our favor. And there are some that are far larger than 16. Now, this is an important order for us, and 16 is nothing to is a really big order. And but there are some that are far larger. So we feel very optimistic about that as well.
Outstanding. Let's face it, having the Purdue name on the side of an airplane isn't going to hurt you.
That's right. In fact, they were out here flying their first couple airplanes the last couple days just outside my window, including today, and it looks terrific.
But I assume that's not the noise we're hearing right now.
No, those are F-16C models blasting by my window.
But, even the turbo has a good roar, but it's not quite an F-16 Charlie, that's for sure.
That's right.
The biggest question one has with a good first quarter is whether or not that's going to continue in 2, 3, 4.
Right.
And, one of your bullet points indicates that you've got more orders confirmed now for April and May than you had for the same period in either 08 or 09.
That's right.
Are we talking about something that could conceivably result in another 500 airplane year, or we not ready for that yet?
Yeah, we're not ready for that yet. I think what we are trying to, our whole approach is to make sure that we have better visibility into each month going forward. That we're not discounting airplanes. We're selling airplanes at full price. We're able to get the margin out of the airplanes that we have that we're selling, and that we're controlling supply and demand. But this tells us, hey, we have a better visibility than we've had in several years into months that are typically pretty difficult, April and May. But there's still quite a bit of risk around those months, and there's not a lot of visibility beyond that. So one of the challenges you have in this business at any juncture is the backlog in the single engine piston business is is fairly short, but all the trends would suggest, even though the actual visibility on a backlog basis is limited, the orders that we have that are working themselves to a sort of a final state here, the size of those orders, the trends that we see in both, our sales in different channels, individuals are starting to come out of the woodwork. We're certainly seeing a lot of the fleet institutional orders, as we talked about. But importantly, our pricing and the pricing in the general marketplace, in fact, pricing in industrial manufacturers across the board, I think will prove beneficial to companies across the board that are in any kind of industrial and manufacturing. I think the lid that we've been able to put on supplier pricing throughout the U.S., this is not in aviation, but throughout the U.S., I think will allow people to achieve better margins on top of the fact that they've lowered their cost structure overall.
In a moment, how the news from Cirrus is also good news for existing owners. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters about last week's startlingly positive forecast for 2010. One of the side effects of a balancing between supply and demand is an improvement in resale value for existing owners.
One thing that I took some particular note of, especially since it directly reflects on the value of my airplane, as you had mentioned, that the pre-owned airplanes were seeing some price stabilization. We'd seen, of course, those values plummet for a while. And,
right.
Unfortunate, but at the same time, it gave a lot of really great people an opportunity to get into an airplane for unheard of prices. And, you know, frankly, we were one of them. And, boy, we sure, you know, we rode that all the way to the bank.
Right.
But what is the situation with that now? And do can I safely assume that some price stabilization will mean that it's no longer competing directly with new aircraft sales?
Well, first of all, the news on the pricing stabilization is even better than what you articulate. We've seen a continuing trend for much stronger resale values on Cirrus airplanes. And that trend over the last couple of months has continued into March, and we see you know, those prices have climbed really about, you know, about 6% on average. The resale prices, apples to apples, have climbed about 6% overall. And that's better than stabilization. That's a material improvement to levels that I think are much more reasonable and appropriate and, frankly, pretty favorable. You can't say, though, that the used airplane doesn't compete against our new airplane sale. There's still, while you know, we're starting to see a lot of that, well, in our case, a lot of the used Cirrus airplanes out there, that the inventory is dramatically reduced. When they do become available, they are typically very well equipped and have, you know, quite a bit of capability, whether it's payload or avionics or things like that. And so we still consider them a fairly significant competitor, but not because the pricing is so considerably low or because there are so many of them available. We've at least handled the supply and demand situation, and now we're competing more on naturally they're going to be at a lower price, but they're reasonably well equipped, so the capability is pretty high.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Matter of fact, it happened again today that several times during the week I'm getting these postcards from various sales outlets going, "Hey, want to sell your airplane?" You know, and of course,
right,
you know, my typical response is, "Yeah, when you can pry it out of my cold, dead hands," but that's another story. There's certainly a burgeoning market for these airplanes, as rare as they're apparently getting, because it is obvious that the numbers that we saw on the market as the economy started tanking and between then and now have changed dramatically.
Well, like every business, we went through a reduction in inventory and sort of rebalancing supply and demand, and we did that rather aggressively, as we've talked about several times, you know, shutting down production and doing those things. But what now we're reaping the rewards of that. You know, while those are difficult choices at the time, to shut down new production, to sell off used airplanes at a discount to what you paid for them, moving that inventory out and getting beyond it is much more valuable in the long term than continuing to try to hold it and maximize the price. So we moved that out, and the marketplace saw a lot of discounts, not from us, but in addition to us, they saw it from other people. But we've long since moved beyond that. My goal in 2009 was to get to, away from sales discounts entirely, and to make sure that we injected an element of scarcity into our new product, and that immediately had an effect on both the new aircraft pricing as well as used aircraft pricing. So, you know, the rebound has been fairly significant and fairly quick. That's one of the reasons why I feel so reasonably confident about the rest of 2010 that can exceed our expectations. We went into this year thinking, well, it's going to be marginally better than 2009 and planning accordingly, but planning mostly for upside and being fairly conservative. And yet I think we're seeing some of the more that upside start to develop.
Well, one of the things that positions Cirrus so well right now is that especially on the top end product, the SR22, the G3, especially the Turbo Series, with Fiki and Perspective, there's nothing that competes with it right now. I mean, there's just nothing right in the piston market that can go head to head with that airplane in this particular price range and category. How critical is the Fiki feature set right now to the continued interest in sales?
I think it's important, but I think it's not nearly as important as we thought it was going to be. First of all, we wanted to introduce new features during the market downturn. We wanted to extend our competitive lead, our product lead. We wanted to do those things, and obviously, known ice really enhanced the utilization of the airplane or the utility of the airplane. What we've found, though, is because the demand has been, relatively low for the last 12 months, let's face it, not many people have really availed themselves to Known Ice. That's an important selling feature for those to whom we've sold airplanes. But there are so many more who don't have that capability, plus all of the other capabilities on the airplane. I think it will continue to be an important selling feature, but we've got a lot of still latent demand, I think, as people feel more confident with their own financial situation, as they're able to get more and more financing for their airplanes, that I think that there's a lot of demand to be filled because it's such a dramatic improvement in the utility of the airplane.
That's what we're hearing from people is the... these aren't folks who necessarily want to fly a lot in a known icing, but it's a combination of knowing that they've got the legal right to get through what they need to get through and, of course, a proven system that can help them deal with it in those encounters that they're otherwise trying to avoid.
Yeah, with 2.5 hours of fluid capability, with the additional flow capability of the system, the additional reliability the system design, it is a dramatic change and a dramatic improvement in people's confidence level. And you're right, whether they do it habitually or not, it is an important additional safety factor for anyone that's flying, really in most locations around the world.
We'll continue Jim Campbell's interview with Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters tomorrow and answer the question of what effect a 2010 upturn would have on development of the company's light jet. If you prefer not to wait, we posted that AeroCast early. Find out more about Cirrus Aircraft at cirrusaircraft.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.